AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Investigators believe a female prison employee had agreed to be the getaway driver in last weekend's escape by two killers, but never showed up. Searchers are now scouting woods close to the prison after bloodhounds were said to have picked up the convict's scent. State Trooper Jennifer Fleischman says they're also checking vacation homes near Dannemora.
We have deployed several people into the field to check seasonal residences and homes throughout the region. And anybody that's traveling to their seasonal residence, if they notice any sign of a break-in or anything suspicious or unusual, they need to contact either 911 or the state police immediately.
A judge in Cleveland says there's enough evidence to charge two white policemen in the fatal shooting of a 12-year-old black boy in November.
Municipal court judge Ronald Adrian has ruled there is probable cause to charge rookie Cleveland police officer Timothy Lohman with murder, involuntary manslaughter, reckless homicide, or dereliction of duty in the fatal shooting of 12-year-old Tamir Rice last November. And the judge ruled there's evidence to charge officer Frank Garmback with reckless homicide or dereliction of duty. The judge cannot compel prosecutors to charge the officer. However, Cuyahoga County Prosecutor Tim McGinty says the case will go to the grand jury. I'm Mike Gracia.
A prosecutor in Charlottesville, Virginia is dropping charges against a University of Virginia student whose videotaped bloody arrest sparked a public uproar in a state police investigation. According to a government union worker, hackers stole personnel data and social security numbers for every federal employee, saying the cyber theft of U.S. employee information was more damaging than the Obama administration has acknowledged. Game 4 of the NBA playoffs went to the Golden State Warriors 103-82 over Cleveland. This is AP Radio News. British actor Christopher Lee has died at age 93.
Concealed within his fortress, the Lord of Mordor sees all.
Christopher Lee appeared in more than 250 movies, including as Saruman from the Lord of the Rings movies and Count Dooku from the Star Wars films. He played Count Dracula, the villain in The Man with the Golden Gun, Sherlock Holmes, and Fu Manchu. Lee says he couldn't even remember all of his roles, and sometimes he didn't want to. He also had a memorable moment while hosting Saturday Night Live in 1978.
I would like you to meet Loaf.
I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Obituaries also include actor Ron Moody. That's Moody in the Oscar-nominated role Fagin in the 60s movie Oliver. He had a long career in the movies and on TV. Ron Moody died in Britain at the age of 91. I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.